Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to episode 2 of a roundtable conversation with me, Ben Bidwell, the Naked Professor, alongside two outstanding men, Loreen Krenn and Jacob Dever. Now, these two guys, I hope you've got a feel for it in week one if you've had the chance to listen, but these two guys are just men who make me feel alive, men who I see them standing up for their truth and the passion and the energy they've got, and they speak so eloquently and powerfully around all this stuff, and it's just my honor to sit in the space. I'm really excited to bring this second episode alive. This week we're really diving into integrity and what that is and why it matters and how we can integrity is essential for us to feel aligned as a person and to show up at our best. And then from there that leads into a really interesting and powerful conversation around jealousy and how we can bring jealousy alive in a healthy way, in a healthy spirit, in our relationship. And this was really eye-opening for me, and I loved it. I really loved it. I loved how Jacob and Loreen allowed me to really see how we can own jealousy. Really powerful conversation, and it flows on from the first one beautifully and leads into a powerful ending next week. So without further ado, I really hope you enjoy this conversation with Jacob and Loreen. The big thing for me is that, like you said earlier on, Loreen, living in tune with your truth, whilst when we get the fist bumps, or, you know, you get the girl and well done, you know, pats on the back and fist pumps, high fives, oh my God, like, man, like these stories, these girls you get, it's incredible, and all this, like, you know, reward, reward, reward. Like we say, if we're actually really being brutally honest with ourselves, and this is why I think it's such an important thing, really be brutally honest about actually how we feel. And there's two ways that we feel for me. It's like, are we feeling into like the reward of the validation, or are we feeling into the truth of who we are? And sure, like the feeling in of the feeling of the reward kind of is something, it gives us something. But for me, it's just a surface level. It's not sinking in. It's not going to stay with us. It's tomorrow. It's not there anymore. Maybe it's some capacity, but it's not deeply embodied. When we're into the truth of who we are, and we act in that place, and you know, we show up with integrity and presence, and it might not get us any lad points at all in that moment. In fact, opposite, everyone's looking, going, "What the hell is he doing? Or why did he say this or do that?" But when we look at ourselves in the mirror, and we have that relationship, it's like, "You did the right thing there. I'm grateful. Like, I'm grateful to you, myself, that I showed up that way." And that relationship, it's that's the relationship we're going to work towards. Sorry, Louis, go on.
No worries. But you talk about something so fundamental here, respect, self-respect. I'm sure your brothers will agree with me on this. It's you disrespect your nature as a man if you act in the ways we've shared before. And this is what Jacob said before, right? Feeling grossed out. You're like, at a deeper core, it's like, why am I even saying this, right? Which is a form of not respecting your true nature, not respecting the honoring, loving, and truthful man within you. And it's through this, what you just mentioned, through doing these things, it might not give you the lad points, but it gives you something so much more profound. It gives you a sense of integrity. A better word might be integrity. People connect more to it. Respect can be misunderstood, but integrity, right? Respect or integrity. Being in integrity, living in integrity. I mean, in my opinion, this is the way to move out of that, is to actually live a life of integrity, right? Because when we are in integrity, we embody a sense of deep self-respect for ourselves. At the same time, honor everyone around us. And then life becomes a masterpiece. Because as we feel within, we notice the world outside of the outer world. Exactly.
And given everything that's just been shared there, how important this is, how important this relationship is, how with ourselves, and how important self-respect or integrity or however you want to see it, how important that is. For me, the interesting or the worrying aspect that comes with that is that for me, society does not teach us that at all. Society teaches us junk values. Society says, hey, go do this stuff. Go do this stuff. This is all the shiny stuff. This is what you want. This is the dream. And we go after that and we go after it and we achieve it. And I always say that's like, particularly for us men, it's like we've got an itch that's on our knee and we're itching our shoulder. Like we're itching it. And we're like, why? What's going on? I need to itch this so hard. And it's like, I'm going to itch this. I'm going to get the next job is like the itch. It's like, I'm going to get the next thing. I'm going to get. And like all the time, the itch is on our knee and it's never going away. And we're wondering what the hell is going on. And really that itch on our knee for me is about love and connection and self-respect, integrity and alignment and harmony. All these things that if we have, we don't need to go and consume like we do and the world says to us. We don't need to go and get the lab points like the world tells us to do. We come from a very different place, but of course that doesn't fit into what we're told at such a young age. This is a very different way of being.
Then you just reminded me that. Like, so this conversation is reminding me, okay, where does the core of wounded masculinity come in? And you both may have a different answer, but I always go back to the way we are taught by society to only have respect for specific emotions. And this respect is coming in. And what I've really learned through my work with men and clients and with myself, most importantly, is that if I can have as much respect for my anger, for my sadness, for my depression, for my, go down the list, as much respect as I have for my happiness, my joy, my bliss, my pleasure, my whatever, that is what really, like that at its core has what allowed me to be the man I am today, is having respect for all of my emotions. And then, like everything else, like the studies about healthy masculinity, all that just kind of came more naturally, and we're able to be integrated and embodied more because of having respect for all emotions. Does that land? Does that
resonate? It does. It does fully. And I believe, I mean, I can just affirm that, brother. But the problem is not that we experience sadness and grief. The problem is that the first thing that comes up, and I still have that in my body. I literally, even though I know this at a conscious level, when I'm with my woman and I feel shame or I feel jealous, let's say I have some story and I feel a little bit jealous, right? There is this thought that comes up, oh, that's wrong. That shouldn't be that way, which creates so much resistance. And I believe, my version of my perception here is our resistance towards emotions that are not that accepted or we don't necessarily want to feel is our resistance to our higher self. It's our resistance to our true nature. So when we feel that there is something wrong with us, that full body, almost inflammation in our full body as it feels, it's like the body is like saying, what the fuck are you doing? I'm feeling something naturally. I'm experiencing something which is in my raw nature. It's part of the human experience, but there is a part of you that wants to shut it down. So naturally, the body goes into a really intense state because it wants to show you, hey, this is a natural state of being. And I mean, if I think about it in this way, it is actually totally ludicrous to shut down or push away grief or anger. Because you only amplify it. Everything you push away, you guys know that, you push it into the shadow. And from there, it just acts even worse. And yeah, I just, this is so truthful, brother. You mentioned here something so powerful, Jacob, about about honoring all emotions and welcoming them all into our heart and into our consciousness, and not just the specific ones, right?
So I have to ask, and thank you both for raising this. So, Lorene, following on from what you just said there, let's say you experience jealousy. Let's say it comes up for you, and we're saying, okay, it's healthy to experience this. Like, you know, we've got to allow this is a natural emotion within our body. So how do you allow yourself to experience this, and would you vocalize it?
Yeah, so a beautiful question, brother. It very depends. I mean, if the jealousy is a full body, like we all know this feeling, like we are feeling jealousy in our entire body. If it's really strong, then it has to be vocalized to some degree, because your partner or the other person will feel it. And if you then say the typical response, no, I'm fine, but literally your body language, right? What you're embodying, the energy you're transmitting, is a total disconnect and totally not aligned. Then it needs to be vocalized. And I say this, hey, baby, I've got this story in my mind and I'm really jealous and this is what's happening right now. And the way often I use, not always, because I'm not perfect, but when I'm dropped in, I use a playful approach. Jealousy can be used in a playful approach, which means you can say something, oh, wow, I'm feeling immense jealousy that you're gonna, that you found this guy attractive or something like that. As an example, but you say it in a humorous way, which really, it doesn't need to be with humor, but it just connects us deeper. So I vocalize it if it's really strong and it's clearly seen in my body. But if it's just somewhere there, not everything has to necessarily immediately be vocalized. The first thing is just, okay, breathing, dropping in. Okay, what thoughts am I thinking right now? What's happening in my body? What's happening in my body? Okay, I'm feeling my chest is tight for some reason. I feel anxiety in my stomach. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else is there? Okay. I'm feeling that way. Just by allowing that can allow it to dissolve. But if it's still there, then it needs to be vocalized at some point, because as we all know, the people, especially those who are in intimate connection with, they sense us, they feel us, and they just know something is off. Even if they don't consciously think about it, they subconsciously feel it. And yeah.
I love where this conversation's gone. And Jacob, I really want to hear how you share this. My instinct is that it's such a beautiful thing to say. Like you just said, Lorene, like I'm jealous and like being playful. It's like, oh my God, you're going to be hanging out with this guy. He's crazy hot. And like, oh my God, I'm going to be here watching TV. Like what the hell?
And there is even an example. Sorry to interrupt you, but there is an example that you can even say something on the lines of, as a guy, if you want to create some play and humor, some really cool humor, is to say something, oh God, baby, now I have to do a duel again with that guy, or I have to fight against this guy. And it's now I have to kill him. And this is such a light approach to this, right? It's just, it's heavy, the jealousy, but you're like, okay, baby, why again do I have to fight and kill another guy? It's just, why again? And you can then notice in the feminine, right? She is like, whoa, she's laughing and she's enjoying it. And she's, you know, she's just like, oh, wow, he's honoring me. He's jealous. He's cute. All of that, right? So literally, and this is just goes back to what Jacob and Ben both said, right? Exposing your heart and connecting. This is connecting. So if you feel jealousy and you connect, then the jealousy is just going to create more attraction when it's between a man and a woman or an intimate relationship. So it's actually incredible. We can actually alchemize and make use of that which normally is suppressed by society, and actually use that as fuel, so to say, to connect deeper. So what if grief and jealousy was only there to connect deeper and to love deeper, right? It's just coming through me.
Yeah. I think the challenge, and Jacob, sorry, I'm desperate to hear what you want to say as well. I just want to wrap that up in saying, like, the where I was at in my unhealthy state or when I was disconnected, is that if jealousy came up, you know, the story in my head, the ego was like, oh my God, you know, that is weakness, because you're doubting your ability. Like, you know, to other guys, their girls really like them. They'd never be hanging out with these hot guys. Like, they would never have even have these doubts that I'm having now, that she might want to go somewhere else. Like, what's wrong with me? Why aren't I so convinced that she just wants me? Like, am I not good enough? And all these kind of stories that just flow out. I mean, I'm just making it up as they come. But that, and that just creates tension. Now we're just creating tension. Now we can't speak to her about these jealousies because we're holding so much fear around it all. It's like, it's such an awful thing. It's like, oh, and we show up with this heaviness and like, or perhaps we react in a different way. It's like, I can't believe you're going out again tonight. I can't believe you're going to do this. I can't believe, no, you should never do that. I hate that. That thing is awful. Why are you doing that? When the reality is, it's because of this underlying story that you can't bear to bring up. And now we're just creating, and they're like, why does he not want me to do this? Like, I just love doing this. It's my passion. Why doesn't he support me? And all the time it's because we're trying to hide this perception that we have that this jealousy is weak. And it's just, yeah, we don't need these stories. If we can connect into our heart, our heart doesn't carry these stories. We can share this truth with a playfulness.
And it can even spiral totally out of control. It
can.
Just what you mentioned there. If you then don't share the story and the partner feels, sorry, Jacob, one second. And if then the other, and your partner or your woman feels it, and you keep not sharing it, and acting out of that place, it can totally ruin the relationship. All just because of this one story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
If you like this podcast, then why not check out one of our other amazing Create podcasts? If you just want a good laugh, then check out The Weekly Roast.
Listen, bitch.
Oh,
listen,
make an entrance.
I'm a week off sugar.
Big bad bill is in the house.
I will fly to the UK and I will cut you both.
For the more cultured ones among you, join Laura Wright for Music in My Life.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm so glad no one can see me right now because I was doing some weird dance moves.
Yeah, nothing then, yeah.
Prefer a deep chat? Connie's got you covered on How Are You, the Wellbeing Podcast.
I just became a lot more productive and happier. Mm. And for me, like, that's just worth it.
The Weekly Roast, Music in My Life, and How Are You? Just three more podcasts to feast your ears on. Find them wherever you found this podcast.
Jacob, how does it show up for you? Does it show up for you? Or how did it show up for you?
Oh, for sure. Anybody who says they've never been jealous is bullshitting themselves and lying. I love what you both said. And Lorraine, I really love how you invited playfulness and humor into things like this, because that is so important. You know, so much of our masculine gift to the feminine is helping them out of their emotional storms and chaos with our humor, with our bodies, and doing it in that playful way. I just loved that reminder so much. And I'm being inspired to share and to normalize that if you are a man or woman listening to this and you don't believe in some capacity that other people can feel you, to remind you that we are all just one, electromagnetic beings, and we're all just like nervous systems colliding with each other. And when we feel things, it releases an electrochemical signal out to others within a certain vicinity of us that people can literally viscerally feel in their nervous system. So I just want to plant the seed that you have permission to stop lying to yourself and that other people cannot feel your emotions, because it's a very real thing. Whether you label yourself as an empath or not, we all have empathic abilities because we all have nervous systems. So just know that, like, on a scientific level, people feel you and they feel what you're experiencing. And I, again, going back to the normalization, I want to normalize that jealousy is a very healthy response. Something Karina and I do is we are very active in letting each other know and making it playful that we are attracted to other men and women. And not in the sense like I want to jump through the screen and fuck that woman or have sex with that man, but just like, oh, like I look at you both and I'm absolutely certain. I mean, Karina has confirmed it. Karina, Lorraine is obsessed with your voice. We both agree like your voice is like the epitome of fucking sexy and hot. And you like, you are made to do what you're doing. And that's just like normalizing that behavior that we all are attracted to. Wow. Other people.
That's strong, brother. That's fucking, I mean, that inspires me, because yeah, saying that and what Jacob is sharing here right now, to embody that, that's not easy. And I'm sure, Ben, you would agree, that's fucking hard. That going down that route is hard.
Wow, brother.
You and Karina both share openly about your attractions for men and women.
Oh, yes. And making that fun. And like, we often play the game just for fun, like fuck one, marry one, kill one. You guys ever play that game?
No.
Yeah.
So it's really, you know, it's just like, okay, name three guys or three women, one you would fuck, one you would marry, one you would kill, and kind of just playing, making it fun and silly. And that's just one of many examples. But yeah, I just, if you don't say you're attracted to other people, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
Because we're all attracted to other people, and realizing that this is my woman or my man or whatever you identify as, and having faith in that, that she doesn't want anybody else and you don't want anybody else in this capacity, it just all becomes okay. And obviously that's a practice that you do in a relationship and embody over and over and over again. But it's so freeing to just know that, oh yeah, of course my love is attracted to the people, and of course I'm attracted to other people too. And just making that okay is so healing.
The thing with it that for me is that if you can share that level of truth with your partner with a playfulness, that's not something that she's going to be able to achieve easily with someone else. So this, however attractive this other guy that she's hanging out with or whatever else, she will love and honor the truth that you have between each other more than whatever else she can achieve in this attractive man or whatever scenario that she's in. That is that for me that brings the depth of connection, the depth of love and intimacy in a partnership. It's like, I can share all of my truth and let you see me at such a level that I can tell you that I find this person attractive. I'm not going to do anything about it. I can play with you and I can tease you about it. But you know, in your heart, you can feel in me that I'm never going to do anything about it, because such is the depth of our connection that I'm not going anywhere.
real quickly, you know, this whole conversation is really inspiring me. That, Lorraine, something that so deeply inspired me from our live was that you went into depth about how if you are with a woman or man and you are thinking about other partners, some people are genuinely polyamorous, and that's okay and that's great. But you went in to say that you like to argue that most people don't have the capacity or the willingness or the courage or whatever word you want to say to keep on deepening that relationship with the one person they're with. And I love that I could feel in the collected nervous system of that live that was so healing for so many men and women to receive. If you're thinking about other people, like intimately, you're not going nearly as deep as you can with your one and current relationship. And I love that.
Yeah. And also, thank you for saying that's so profound, brother. But I also want to add here, we have to differentiate between two things. And Jacob talked about this a little bit already. Your woman or your man, that's a person you deeply love. Feeling a biological reaction, sexual attraction toward another being is nothing, nada, compared to that. Now, the fact that people cheat and leave or end relationships just because they have a biochemical reaction, they're sexually turned on by someone else, reveals what to us? It reveals the shallowness and lack of connection and intimacy that people are experiencing in their intimate life. So that is shocking. It's not shocking to me that people are attracted to other people. What's shocking is that is enough to ditch a relationship, right? So, so that's the first part. And the other part is what you talked about here, Jacob. Thank you for sharing that. About that part, I completely forgot that I shared that. It's having just thoughts about someone else is not something to be ashamed of, right? And this is just really important. Having a thought, you are not thinking these thoughts on purpose. You are not thinking, oh, I'm going to think about fucking that person right now. You don't think these thoughts. A thought pops up in your mind. And now the only question is, what do you do with that? Do you use that thought and are like, ah, yeah, okay, great. But I'm going to go deeper in my relationship. Great advice, Shadow. Love you, motherfucker. But this ain't happening because I love this person and I am devoted to her. So do I use that and create more depth? Or do I use that and get lost? And I, oh my God, but yeah, that would be so nice. And this and that and boom, and get into a spiral. So, and there is this beautiful saying, I think I shared this in the live stream even with us, Jacob. A student asked the enlightened master, do you not have any sexual thoughts about all these female students here? And he said, no, I do have them, but I just don't choose to act or do anything with them. And that is very powerful, right? Because this goes back to who are we? We are not the thoughts we think. So shaming everyone, we all have these thoughts to some degree in our head. What's important is just to use that and to make the highest and most conscious choice in that moment. I believe that is if you talk about battle terms or warrior ethos, that is the battle of consciousness. It would be too easy if you just have that person you are in love with and that's it. You have all these challenges to create polarity. You have got all these challenges, attraction to another person. And all of that can be used to transcend, go deeper, evolve, and just experience the deepest intimacy, right? But I'm getting into my zone here of the things I love.
We love them. We love to hear them. And just on that, and to finish that part off, I'd love to, you know, you said it earlier, Laureen, a great way to disassociate or to for us to be able to differentiate ourselves between our thoughts is when we do communicate this stuff, like you said earlier, Laureen, you just say, there's a story going on in my head that this is happening. And already it's like not this is what I'm feeling or this is what I'm thinking. It's like there's a story going on and I just want us to recognize that because it's there. And now it's a different thing. You know, everyone's recognizing there's a story, but it's not the truth. It's not in my heart. It's just a story going on and we can talk about it and it's aired and we can allow it to flow and you can see me and understand why I'm behaving like I am because of this story that's creating vibrations in my body. That's meaning I show up in this way. So, yeah, beautiful. So there we go. Jacob, Laureen, more powerful insight. I loved that conversation around jealousy. It was so insightful for me. I loved almost the freedom, you know, being able to sit there and listen amongst men in knowing and understanding that it's okay to be attracted to other people. And actually, I'm really looking forward to and excited
the next time I enter into a relationship, to be able to have the freedom and ownership, to be able to have those conversations, to be able to say, hey, you know, this is what I'm feeling, and it's just a story. It's just what I'm experiencing. It's natural, and it doesn't mean anything, but it's where I'm at. And to have that ability to share that level of truth with my partner just feels like a really intimate experience, not something to be ashamed of, but something really intimately powerful. I've grown a lot as a result for that conversation. So I hope you enjoyed it. Please feel free to rate, subscribe, review, follow, whatever it is in front of you. I really want this conversation to be heard, so any support you can give is just so appreciated. But most of all, thank you for listening. That's what counts most. I'm so grateful for you tuning in and giving me, Laureen, Jacob, your time and sharing and listening to our message. So thank you. The conversation continues. We're going to dive more into actually empowering the feminine next week. I wanted to provide space for men to talk about their partners and their queens. So tune back in next week to hear men showering their women with gifts of love. So yeah, thank you for listening. I hope to see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.